Okay, let's get into today's daf, which is Beitza Yerushalmi daf Chaf Zayin. As we continue here, the last daf of the second parak from the Masechet Beitza, parak Yontif, getting into Be'ez Hashem next time, we'll start parak Ein Tzadin. So we get into the last point we mentioned was the issues of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. We mentioned at the end, towards the end of the shiur, that Rav Elazar ben Azariah, the different days, whether it was his own cow that went out with a strap on, whether it was his neighbor's cow, whether it was his wife that went out. And again, the Pnei Moshe said that that means not that his wife had a cow. Obviously, Masha Kansa Isha Kanabaila. So the Ishto Haisa, the Pnei Moshe had said, She Yatzas B'Masha Asru Chachamim L'Isha L'Tzeis B'Ritzua Shabarosha. Right? It wasn't, as I had first said, in terms of an animal. But then we said maybe it was the neighbor, and the neighbor, he was punished. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was punished because he could have, stopped the neighbor, and he didn't. He could have given Tochacha. That is a mitzvah. We mentioned the smak counts a mitzvah of accepting Tochacha. But the Iker mitzvah that all the Rishonim quote is giving Tochacha, right? The Chinuch counts that a mitzvah Reish Lamites, the Rambam as well, but I read it from the Chinuch, Reish Lamites, and Parshas Kedoshim. And it's important that in the same pasuk of Ochiach Tochiach Azamisecha is Vahavtarecha Kamocha, so it has to be out of love. Lochiach Echad Mi Yisrael Sheino Misnai Keshura. To reprove any fellow Jew that is not acting properly, bein bedvarim shebein adam lachaveiro o bein adam lamakom. But it doesn't matter what area of avoda. Should ever ochiach tochach as amisecha velo sisa alav chet. Yomer b'sefra minayin in mochach to arba v'chamisham velo chazar atachayav lachzor lochiach. You have to keep giving it if it might be helpful. So then afilu mea pa'amim matzadav alashin av ochiach tochiach. But obviously not, says the Chinuch, based on Chazal, where it's embarrassing and it's not going to be effective. Yachol mochicho panav mishtanos tamalom rav lo sisa alav chet. V'zem alamed shebetchilas hatochacha sheraui la'adam lahochiach b'seisar u'balashen racha v'divrei nachas. You have to know how to give it. Kedei shalei yizbayesh v'ein safek she'im lo chazer bo b'kach. But if he didn't, then he might have to start some more serious. But again, one has to know tochacha in every generation how it would work. And as the Gemara says, kishem shemitzvah lo mar davar hanishma, mitzvah shelo lo mar davar she'ino nishma. It's a very delicate mitzvah. And again, it depends on who you are, on the context, the parent, the teacher, v'chulu. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, mishar she'a mitzvah levishyesh bazesh shalom v'tova bein anashim. This is, brings peace. Ki kishiyachta ish la'ish, v'yochichenu b'mistarim, yisnatzelofanav, yikabal yisnatzelosov, yishlamimov. If you do it privately, you do it nicely, and you see you're out for his good, so then hopefully it'll be effective. Again, it's very challenging to accept tochacha. As we said, the smak sounds, it's a separate mitzvah. But this is the mitzvah, right? The Gemara says, Masechet Erechin, who knows if there's anybody that can give tochacha, bizman hazeh, who knows if anybody could accept tochacha, but says the chinuch in the continuation. Umikom makom yesh lehisyashev l'chol bal nefesh ulahashkia charbe binyanim eila v'lachsho v'liros im yia to'eles bidvarav el hachot eshiyochichenu. See, there's going to be, think about it beforehand. V'yiftach pashem ki hu ya'azrenu bihilachmo im son av v'al yerach levav avlo yira. If I shall, as long as you, one thinks that it's going to be appropriate. But again, it's he also quotes the Chazal that I said, Kshim Shemit Solomar, Dover She'eno Nishma. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, we have mentioned in the past, says the word tochacha is from the word lahochiach, to prove, right? To prove something, to bring a hochacha. Why? Because tochacha means I am proving to the person that they are better than this, right? I am lifting them up. Tochacha is supposed to lift somebody up, not push them down, chas v'shalom. If it pushes them down, that's the violation of lo sisa lav chet. It has to be lifting up, and that's the lashon of hochacha and tochacha, and that is out of a sense of love and responsibility. So that's relating to the Rav Elazar ben Azariah at the end of the shir. Then we spoke about the three machlokas tanoim about kirtsof and kirud. First, whether, and that at root is the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda in terms of davar she'enu miskavi. Good. The continuation of the Mishnah had said the. Again, quoted Rav Elazar ben Azariah, the three things that he allowed, but one of them was v'shochakin as a pilpulim berichayim shalahem. He allowed, Rav Elazar ben Azariah allowed grinding in the regular grinder berichayim shalahem. Says the Gemara, shalbeis Rav Gamliel, where we're up to, shalbeis Rav Gamliel ha'yishochanos as a pilpulim berichayim shalahem. The Rav Gamliel's house did that. Amar was a bar tzadok pamachas My father went to eat by Rabbi Gamliel's house, and he didn't obviously agree with that heter. They brought in to him ingurin, some type of mixture, says the Pnei Moshe, Maya de Silka Behem Meshlako, some type of beet juice, right, cooked drink. That's the Karban Eda. The Pnei Moshe also mentions is the Anigrin that's mentioned in a few places in Shas. Uvesokam Bilpul and Shechukim, but he, Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok's father, Rabbi Tzadok, saw that there was some crushed pepper in there, and he was nervous that once he tasted it, and he realized there was pepper in there, so he was nervous that they crushed it on Yantav. He doesn't know that's mutter. So you know what happened? Mashach Yadam, and he stopped eating it. He stopped eating because he says, oh, what's going on here? I can't eat that. He said to himself. Amrullah, they said to him, Al Tachashlam, don't worry about him. Erev Yantav HaYishuchim. We did Erev Yantav, and therefore, don't worry about it. It's interesting. What if they didn't do an Erev Yantav? They had done it on Yantav, but the host, hold its mutter. If I hold something as mutter, am I allowed to give it to the other person? If they hold it's a problem? So again, it sounds like from the Gemara that maybe it would have been, a problem. Again, what's the potential issue here? So the Haridim says, Uvdin Dechol. Asru mishum the dummy lo'uvdin dechol, right? It's a weekday activity to use the regular grinder. But would that be appropriate? There is a fascinating discussion in Sukkah on Daf Yudim Abeis. The Gemara there discusses a certain type of Sukkah that is a machlokas about whether it's kosher or not. The Gemara says Itmar Yudim Abeis in Sukkah. Here, noi Sukkah. If you have decorations in the Sukkah hamuflagin mimena barba that are hanging more than four tefachim down. And they're wide. Rav Nachman Amar Ksheva, Rav Chizda, Rav Barafuna, Amri Psula. Machlokas, whether it's kosher or pasul. Rav Chizda, Rav Barafuna, one time the two rabbis that held pasul, Ikla Lebe Reish Galusa. They went to visit the Reish Galusa. Agninu Rav Nachman, who said it's kosher, Rav Nachman gave them a sukkah to sit in. That was kosher according to his shita, but not according to their shita. Agninu Rav Nachman besukkah shenoya muflagin men arbat fachim. Fascinating case. Right? Rav Nachman holds it's mutter to sit in such a sukkah. So he gave this sukkah, he hosted these other rabbis who, or Rav Nachman knew, hold that it's aser. Right? And he put them in the sukkah. Ishtigav lamar yavlomiti, and they didn't say anything. So Amar Lahu, so he said to them, Hadu bu rabbana mishpatayu. Right? He put them in the sukkah, he was waiting for them to say something. But they didn't say anything. So he says, oh, were you chozer bo? Amrule, no. Anan shluche mitzvah ananu b'tur min asukkah. No, we're pater min asukkah. We're shluche mitzvah, like the Mishnah says in sukkah. Shluche mitzvah, pater min asukkah. And that's why, but really, if they were chayiv in the sukkah, they wouldn't be sitting in the sukkah. They weren't chozer bo. Says the Ritva on that Gemara. Did Rav Nachman act properly? Right? What if they wouldn't have noticed? Right? They happened to notice. What if they wouldn't have noticed? Says the Ritva. Pirish v'yaf agav de akati lo yada Rav Nachman de hadri mishpatayu o de havi shluchei mitzvah. And even though Rav Nachman didn't know yet, when he put them in the sukkah, he didn't know yet whether they were chozer bo from their shita or they were shluchei mitzvah and therefore they were pater. Agninu lefum daite. He still did it because, according to his svara, v'lo chosh de havi chaticha di isura lididu. He was not concerned that it was literally chaticha di isura, that it was usur for them. V'yasvi besukah psula umivarchi hasam shalom karoi. He obviously wasn't concerned about it, right? I say it's kosher, so I'm giving it to my friend, even though I know that he said it's aser. V'havi kenosi michshol of nepikeach, and it putting a michshol. So that's what it sounds like from this Gemara. Says the Ritva, yesh omrim. What do you see from here? Demeha shaminan shamachel lechaveiro mashu mutter lo lefi daito. If I give my friend, I hold of a certain kashrus, and I'm going to give it to my friend. Because I hold the kashrus, but I know that he might not hold the kashrus. Ein bazeh mishum lifnei iver lo tidei michshol. There's no lifnei iver there. If I hold it's kosher, so then it doesn't matter. I can give it to my friend. Afal pisha yodei bechaveru shu aser lo lefi daito. Even though I know that he holds aser, the chaveru bal hora, and he's a posik who's able to have his own opinion. Shahamachil hayagamkin roi lahora b'samech al daito. As long as the machil is also Ro'i lahora, to have his own opinion. La'achil la'atzmo la'achim l'fi daito. V'nir Ali, so says the Ritva, some say that's what you'll see from this Gemara. V'nir Ali, says the Ritva himself, t'hacha dafka. No. Here is different. They're not, but giving somebody food that you know think is kosher and you think is, he might think is not kosher, of course you can't do that. What is this case? It's a sukkah. With the decorations hanging down, it's nikar lakol. It's obvious. It's their responsibility. Look up. He he wouldn't eat. Says the Ritva, you can't prove anything from this Gemara. Here it's Nikar. V'yamrinan Hasam. The Gemara says in Maseches Chulin, Chasli Lazari da Abba Bar Abba, Delisuli Midi Delo Svirulei, right? V'chein Horali Mori Harav, and he says that's what my Rebbe Paskin. Miyu. So again, some say that you can prove from this Gemara that as long as I hold this mutter, you can give it to somebody else. The Ritva says no. Here, because it's clear and it's Nikar. Umiu, he ends off by saying, Hecha de ifsika hilchos de lo kavasei, bein lanafshe, bein lacher maser. If the halacha is not like the ma'achil, then for sure, even going to the first opinion, if the halacha has already been nikva, not like the ma'achil. That is the Ritva. If you look in the Aruch Laner on that Gemara also comments, the Aruch Laner there quotes the Ritva, Aruch Laner of Yaakov Ellinger, I think the Talmud of the Refersh, 1800s, so says the Aruch Laner, maybe that case is different. That case is different. It says, Od Yesh Lomar, B'yishav Kushis HaRitva. He says, Masharas Lafarid, amazing suggestion. He says, where's the Lashon, where does it start? We know that Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that even Behemtan Shal Tzadikim don't have a Mikshol. So surely the Tzadikim themselves. So some deists hold that that's only regarding a Dvar Achila. So we know Tam, Tosfos in Chulin, Tosfos in Gittin. The fact that the certain Tana ate Tzadikim must be that it was kosher. So what happens here? So maybe that's the point here. That Rav Nachman knew that Mikshol wouldn't happen to these great rabbis. So if they ate in the Sukkah, without realizing it, it must be that the halacha is like that. Rav Nachman yada shat tzadikim gedolim heim, v'ratza livdo kalacha kedivrei mi. V'lachein, he was checking from Shamayim, l'chein bayom lo haya yachol lo shivim besukazu, t'ha yodeash lo yasu kein rak balayla. So dafka, against the Ritva, he dafka did it at a time when they didn't see. Shaya choshech, v'lo haya chom liros, ofan asiyas aschach, they couldn't see it. Im halacha, Liros im halacha de pasul lo kasher. Tim pasul ha yodei avadeh shalo yunil asadik lohem kol oven. Sho ha yushenim shav rabim yubudu mehem v'chulu. That's an amazing. The Aruch Laner says exactly the opposite of the Ritva, that it was dafka at a time when they wouldn't be able to see. Not at a time when they would be able to see. Wow. Okay, so that's the Gemara here that Rabbi Gamliel was given, they held that it was mutter to do this grinding. Rabbi Tzadok was nervous about it, but they said, no, we didn't do that. Don't worry. It was Erev Yantif because we wouldn't want to be machshel. Maybe this Gemara sounds like the opposite. That maybe this Gemara proves like the Ritva, because it sounds like that if they would have ground it on Yantif, they wouldn't have been able to give it to Rabbi Tzadok. Maybe it's right the other way. It finishes the Gemara. V'yaseh Rabbi Tzadok kishogeg yetzer Rabbi Gamliel v'yochal. I don't understand. Why did Rabbi Tzadok stop? He stopped in the middle. Right. It would have been at most a shogeg, meaning, we know the sugya of Maisa Shabbos, quoted in a few places in Shas, the three different deyas, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, about shogeg, mezid, daraisa, drabanan, all the different halachas of not only, obviously, is there an iser malacha on Shabbos, but there's iser hana'a mi malacha called Maisa Shabbos. So here, the Gemara is assuming, like I think Rabbi Meir, that shogeg is mutter. So if I think that something's usser, but you think it's mutter, and you do it for me, so you're at most a shogeg, you're not amazed that you think it's mutter. So if it's shogeg, why don't Rabbi Tzadok eat? Right? Isn't that, a psak like, Rabbi Meir? Shouldn't it be mutter? Look at the Shulchan Aruch, does not quote like this. The Shulchan Aruch holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but the Gra, there's a long Gra, beginning of Shin Yud Ches, and Hilchos Bishol, that discusses quotes from this Gemara and others, that maybe the halacha should be like Rabbi Meir. But again, the question is, why did Rabbi Tzadok stop? Answer, Ela shalo lahatir malacha al yedei Rabbi Gamliel. Why? Because people would have misinterpreted his not saying anything. See the Sefer Charedim? Klomar k'da'amar b'reish harvi psachim, shema yiru ha-talmidim, v'yikvu halacha ledaros. Maybe the talmidim will see him be kovei ala halacha, hachanami, shema lo yavchinu ha-talmidim mitshogel ha-mezid. Maybe they wouldn't know the difference. Ela mida'achal Rabbi Tzadok, shehu mikata hachamim ha-osrim, lishchok b'rechayim shalahem. But the fact that Rabbi Tzadok they know it's from the Kata Osrim, and he eats from it, it must be that there'll be Kovel Halacha, that is Mutter. And he didn't want that, so that's why he didn't, say anything. Again, Maisa Shabbos itself is a big discussion, starting with the Mishnah in Maseches Trumos. The Mishnah in Trumos in the second parak discusses Tevila and Noteya and Bishol, right? A couple. So Hamatbo Kalim is an Issa Drabanan. We had that recently. Tikkun, Hamatbo Kalim B'Shabbos, Shogeg Yishtamesh Bohem, Mezid Lo Yishtamesh Bohem. Hamaaser, that's also to our Rabbanan Pashas. Vahamivashel, that's the Araisa, Bishabis. Shogeg Yochal, Mezelo Yochal. But there's the machlokas elsewhere is maybe you read this Ye'achel, not Yochal, but that's the beginning of Shin Yud Ches where the Shulchan Aruch discusses Hamavashel B'Shabbos, and the Rama adds in O Sha'asa Achaz Mishar Malachas, any malacha, or 99% of malachas B'Mezid Aser Lo La'Olam V'La'Acherim Mutter Ulamotzi Shabbos Miyad U'B'Shogeg Aser Lo Boba Yom La'Acherim L'Er Mutter Bo'Gam Miyad. If you look at the beginning of the Shmir Shabbos. In the Mavo, he has all the details of Maisa Shabbos, Shogeg, Mezid, Daraisa, Darabanan, right away, afterwards, when do you do Bechdei Sheyasu, but that's the Shulchan Aruch. Just 2 points. Number one, there is a Chayadam, that the Chayadam holds that there is no Maisa Shabbos by Hotza'ah. Hotza'ah. Why? Because, as Tosfos says on Daf Beis and Shabbos, Hotza'ah is Malacha Geru'ah. You don't really change the chefza. You don't really affect bring about a different result. You just move the item. It was here, and now it's there. So that's why Tosfos calls it a malacha gerua, and that's why Tosfos on Daf Sadi Vav says you need a separate makar in the Torah. It wouldn't be included in Losasa Kol Malacha. That's why Tosfos on Daf Beis says that the Masecha Shabbos has to start off with the malacha of Hotza'ah. Why? Well, that's the number 39. No, it starts off because malacha geruah, at least according to one of the deis, and therefore you wouldn't have thought it's a malacha. So the Chayyadim says there's no Maisa Shabbos by Hotza'ah because you didn't really accomplish anything. Right? You just moved it from place A to place B, and therefore there wouldn't be any issue. Number one. Number two, the Mishnah Berurah here in the Bir Halacha quotes the Prima Gadim, who says that as long as there's somebody, right, holds that something is mutter, right, there's a deya out there that says something is mutter, then there's no Maaseh Shabbos also. No Maaseh Shabbos. I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes it here. Here he quotes the Chayyadim. Davka b'davar shenaseh Maaseh b'guf hadavar shenishtana mikemo shahaya kimevasha v'chayotze b'zeh. Aval amotzi mirushus l'rushus shalo nishtana hadavar mikemo shahaya im b'shogig mutter afilu lo v'afilu babayom. Shogig is mutter right away. And then it says maybe one should be machmer, but again he has that opinion. But again, the Prima Gadim, I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, holds that as long as there is a deya out there that says it's mutter, then even if it's we don't paskin that way, but as long as there's a deya, that would be enough. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Hare Chaim Shel Pilpilin, we spoke about grinding. So once we're talking about grinding, for Hilchos Yantiv, so we just talk about the grinder itself. The grinder that they used to crush peppers in had three different parts. Tamiyam Yishim Shlosha Kalim, the upper, middle, and lower part. Each one is looked at as a separate kli for Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Look at the Korban Eida. Shem Piresh Echad Mehen, if one of them separated from the other parts, Einon Shivrei Kalim, is not looked at as a broken pleece and cannot be Mekabel Tumah. Ela Kol Echad Mehem Chashav Kli Bifnei Atzmo. Each one is looked at as a separate entity. Vitame, and it can become Tame. Afalpi Sheba'odan Berechayim Hein Mechubarin V'Nirin Kekli Echad. Even though when they're attached, it looks like one big Kli, but when it's separated and disassembled, it's not broken kalim shards that have no use and therefore they cannot be makabel tumah. No, it's three kalim, and it's three types of kalim. Says the Mishnah, Mishum Klei Kibol. One is because of a receptacle, right? That's the bottom part. It's a receptacle that catches what you grind. Mishum Klei Matris, right? And then the middle part is metal. Metal kli does not need a clay kibol, right? The rules are pshute kliyeh. So if you have a flat wooden kli, it's not makabel tumah. It needs a clay kibol. Metal does not. Metal does not. So here, the metal part of it, again, it's made of wood too, but the metal part of it is makabel tumah, even if it's doesn't have a clay kibol. Omishim kvara, and the part that you sift, that you grind into, looks like a sifter, looks like a sieve, and it'll be asr midrabanan. Says the Korban Eida, Chacham Gazru Tuma ala Kfara Mishum Arig. Right, it looks like something woven. So those are the three types of kalim. Says the Gemara, Hatachto Mishum Klei Kibol, V'ha'elya Mishim Klei Matchis, the upper one is Klei Matchis, V'hamsos, the middle one that the grinding goes into, Mishem Kvara. Mishem Kvara. The Rambam quotes this, the Rambam in Hilchos Kalim, in the first parak, talks all about the details, as we know, of kalim, the Mesechas Kalim, and the different categories. The Rambam says there are seven categories of kalim. Shiva mine kalim him shemakaplum tumah min haTorah. There are eight types of materials. The Rambam says that are makabel tumah daraisa, beged sakor, etzem mateches, right, bone, metal, kli eitz, v'kli cheres, right. Those are the seven. And the Rambam quotes the sources for all these types of kalim. But the Rambam a little bit later in Halachates says talks about glass kalim. But he says that there is a difference between pshute. If you have a flat kli that does not have a receptacle area, is it makabel tuma? So kli cheres, no. Kli eitz, no. Kli mateches, yes. Says the Rambam. Halacha ches. Remember the Rambam also, just before we read this, the Rambam in his Hagdama to Seder Taras. Maybe we'll read that again if we have time. Hagdama to Seder Taras, the Rambam says you have to know the ABCs and know this Hagdama, right? This 10-page Hagdama. He says, you have to review it over and over again to know Seder Taros and the rules. He says you have to know it like you know Kriya Shema. Like as well as you know Kriya Shema, that's as well as you know you have to know my Hakdama, because it gives all the ABCs, all the rules and regulations of Tumah V'Taharah. So the Rambam says here in Halacha Ches, Pshute Kli Cheres, Kagon Menorah, V'Kisei, V'Sholchan Shel Cheres. Any type of Kli that does not have a receptacle area. V'Chayotze Bohen, Ein Mekablin Tumah Menatumos, Below Tumas Medrash, right? If the Kli Cheres needs an inside, right? A Kli Cheres is only Metame Migabo. So it for sure needs an inside, right? It is not Metame Medrash, Lomi Devei Torah, Lomi Devei Sofrim, V'chuluk. As it says, Kol HaShesh, Shem HaShe, Yipol Mitem El Tocho Yitma, Kol Sheyesh Lo Toch, B'li Kli Cheres, Mekabel Tumah. V'she'ein Lo Toch Tohar. So the Rambam says, by Kli Cheres, for sure it needs a base kibble. Doesn't have a base kibble, it's not Mekabel Tumah at all. Kli Mateches, Halachates, Echad pshutehen, kagon hasakin of amisparayim, a metal kli like a knife or a scissors, o mikablehen, or if it has a base key, kagon hayoros or a pot, v'kum kumusin, hakom mikablen tuma, shneim rekolav asher yavo be'esh, bein mikabel bein pashut, afil tevo amigdal. That's the Rambam. Even if it's very big, shamatechad mikablen abam sa balach, or yes, mikablen tuma. So the Rambam says pshute kliyes or not mikablen tuma. Kli mateches is mikablen tuma. Kol halacha yud kli eitz. Ukli or ukli etzem. So then, only if they have a kli cheres. Mikablehen. But again, unlike a kli cheres, which is only matami migabo, kli eight kli or is matami also bemaga just by touching it, but it needs a kli kibo. Kugon areva v'achemes v'achayosvei makabon tuma midivrei Torah. Avol pshutehen flat. Kugon haluchos v'akise v'haor. Sha'ochlin alav in makabon tuma ela midivrei sofrim. Midrabanan is makabel tuma. Not like a kli cheres is not makabel tuma, even midrabanan. But kli eitz and kli ar and others are. So that's what the Gemara says here. The three types of kalim when it comes to the grinder. Again, that the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam has an amazing akdama both to kachim and to taras. And the Rambam goes through. These are the puts everything together in his is an amazing genius categorization. Like he says at the beginning of the Hagdama, he says there are 11 types of tuma. Doesn't say that anywhere in Chazal. The Rambam says there are 11 types of tuma. Tumas sheretz, tumas nevela. He goes through each one and then the details of each one. How many avos? How many toldos in each one? Okay, well we'll see. Let's first continue. Egla shel katan. If a child has a little wagon that they play with, maybe they'll push their doll in it. But sometimes they sit in it. A wagon that the child himself sits in, like a stroller, tamei medrash, tamei medrash. Remember, what is medrash? Medrash is it that something that is normally sat on, like a chair or a carpet or sat on or lied on. So that's tamei medrash. Medrash means if a zav or a zava or somebody like that, somebody who is that level of avatoma sits on it. So then they make the seat in avatoma. Does not go down a level, it goes across. It's the same level. A zav is an avatoma, and a medrash hazav is an avatoma. We've mentioned in the past, Rav Soloveitchik's beautiful biur of this, that usually there is a mitame and a nitma. If I'm mitame something is mitame, a nevela is mitame a kli, and the kli becomes tame. You have a mitame and a nitma, and the tuma is transferred, and tuma is always transferred down. But by medrash hazav, how does that not go down? The zav sits on a couch. Why does that not go down? The zav is an av, so the couch should be a rishon. But the couch is an av too. So how does that work? So Rav Soloveitchik explains, because a zav is not metame the couch. A zav is magdir the couch as a mishkav hazav, as a medrash hazav. It's not metame anything. But now this couch is called a couch of a zav. Memela, who makes that tame? Hashem makes a tame. Who makes an avela tame? Right, an animal that died without getting shechted. Who makes that tame? Nobody made it tame. That's the reality. This is a source of tumah. So too, Rav Soloveitchik explained that medras hazav or mishkav hazav that did not become tame from hazav. That's just the reality. That is a source of tumah, and that's why it doesn't go down. But it's an av. Okay, so Eglah shall kadem tamei medras. Nitalas b'Shabbos. It also is not muksa. It has a use on Shabbos. Veinu negreres el agabi kilim. Be not allowed to roll it. Not let it roll it on dirt because that would be choresh. That would be making grooves, and therefore you cannot roll it on soft earth. Rabbi Huda Omer, kala kelim, einam nigrar. Why is this here? Because we were just talking about tum of kelim in the previous Mishnah, so we add in this one. Rabbi Huda Omer, kala kelim, einam nigrar. All kelim, not just the egla of a katan. Rabbi Huda says, no kli could be a rolled on soft earth. Why? Because Rabbi Huda holds, the Vashem is gavein, usser. So even if it might or might not happen, Rabbi Yehuda holds that's usher. Chutz menagla, Rabbi Yishu Koveshus. Actually, Rabbi Yehuda, in Egla, this wagon is not a problem because it's looked at halachically as pushing the earth, the dirt down. It's not making grooves. It's just pushing the earth down, and therefore it's not looked at as a problematic behavior. Look at the Karban Eida, Rabbi Yishu Koveshus. Charitz, hanir'e bihi lucha, the groove that is seen when you pull it, lo al yedei chafirahu. That's not through an act of halachic digging. Ela koveshes de doreses akarka. It's just the pushing down of the earth. V'nidosha tachteha, v'na'ase mekomen amuch. And the level gets lower. Avaleinu zaz ofer mimkomo. But it's not an act of digging, of plowing, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds that would be allowed. That's just pushing down on the earth. Good. Tani says the Braisa, lo yagur adam esamita vesakis vesasafsal. A person is not allowed to drag a bed. Right, this is the classic case of Tavashin Miskavin. Rabbi Yehuda holds aser. A person is not allowed to drag a bed, a chair vesasafsal, or a bench vesakatedra, some type of fancy chair. Vibadeshu osa chritz. He's making a chritz. Maybe he'll make a chritz, not osa. He might make a chritz. That's why it's aser, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Mater, Rabbi Shimon says mutter. Because if Shimon holds, well, we paskin. To Rabbi Shimon's kavein is mutter. If it might or might not happen, it is still allowed. Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chuna. Rabbi Chage, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Ila. Modim chacham Rabbi Shimon. The chachamim, meaning Rabbi Yehuda. They agree to Rabbi Shimon, who holds Rabbi Shimon's kavein is mutter. Bekisei sheragla mishukos patit. If you already have something that's in the ground, that's sunken in, shemutr lataltalo, you can move it out. Let's say you have a chair. The four legs of the chair are stuck in the mud, stuck in dirt. You could pull that chair out. That's not called making a hole. The hole's there already. So you're just pulling out. You're revealing the hole. You're not making the hole. So that's why you're allowed to do that. Ukamad the tamar mutr lataltalo, and just like you're allowed to take it out, v'tichvasam mutr lachziri, you can put it back in. That's not called an act of plowing or of doing anything. Of ashbuche ara, to use the lashon of some Rishonim, for the malacha of choresh, you're not being mashbiach the ara, you're not making any holes, right? You're just moving something in and moving something out of an already existing hole. Period. Amar Rabbi Yosa, afan and taninan. So Rabbi Yosa says maybe the Mishnah in Kilayim also proves that this is allowed. Why? Because the Mishnah there says in a day, in the time of the Mishnah when there was no refrigeration, so how'd they keep their vegetables cold? They used to stick it in the ground. Stick it in the ground and take it out Shabbos morning. So the Mishnah there says you have to have the top part of it sticking out so you can pull it out. You don't have to move the earth. Some earth will move, but it's tiltum and it's not a direct moving of muksa. So as long as you have it partly sticking out, you're allowed to pull that out. But wait a minute, you're making a hole. So must be that's mutter. And there it doesn't say that it's only according to one shita. So that's even according to Rabbi Yehuda / the Rabbanan. Therefore you see, isn't that exactly the same case? Right, the case of pulling the vegetables out of the ground on Shabbos, and this case of taking the chair. So the Gemara says, "No raya, I'm Rabbi Doseb, Rabbi Bund, Rabbi Shimini." Who says that Mishnah is a kuliyama? Maybe that's only Rabbi Shimon. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say, "You're not allowed to do that." Maybe would say that that's also considered a problem. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Masdisa, Amar Ken, and also our Mishnah seems to say, give off that impression that he would say it's an issue. Why? Because the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda is very machmir in this area. Kol akelam elam nigrar and chus menagala, reshu ikoveshes. Nothing could be nigrar, right? That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, right? Because you're moving the earth. So here too, possibly he would say that if you're pulling the chair out and putting the chair in, maybe it wouldn't be allowed because only the egla, that's what it's, or the agala, not the egla, the agala, maybe the agala, the wagon is the only thing that is allowed because it's pushing the earth down, but taking out the chair, the legs, and putting it back in, you know, that would be usher according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though we paskan like Rabbi Shimon, and will be mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. There's a lot to talk about in Darvashin and Miskavein, as we know, and Psik Resha, but the machlokas of Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is only by Darvashin and Miskavein, where it might or might not happen. If it's vadai going to happen, that's Psik Resha. The Psik Resha, and even Rabbi Shimon agrees, the Psik Resha is usher, right? Psik Resha is chayiv daraisa, not just Asir Durabanan. So again, that's something that we'll have to come back to, but Hadronallah Perak Yantif, Beth Hashem, we'll pick up next time with the third parak of Masechas Beitzah as we get back into, the beginning of the third parak, gets back into the issues of Ochal Nefesh. We already referred to the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here at the beginning of the parak, Ein Sadin, Beth Hashem, we'll pick up with that next time. We'll stop here.